For the next hour, I explained the glories of septic disposal. Galliano and his partner listened closely, interrupting now and then to comment or to ask for clarification. Sikai sat in silence, eyes lowered, face devoid of expression. Septic tanks can be made of rock, brick, concrete, or fiberglass, and come in a number of designs. They can be round, square, or rectangular. They can have one, two, or three compartments separated by partial baffles or by full walls. How do they work? Galliano. Basically, a septic tank is a watertight chamber that acts as an incubator for anaerobic bacteria, fungi, and actinomycetes that digest organic solids that fall to the bottom. Sounds like Galliano's kitchen. Hernandez. What can we expect? Galliano ignored his partner. The digestion process creates heat, and gases bubble to the surface. Those gases combine with particles of grease, soap, oils, hair, and other junk to produce a foamy scum. That's the first thing we're going to see when we open the tank. Bring a little sunshine into our day, Hernandez. With time, if left undisturbed, a floating semi-solid mat can form. Shit pudding. Hernandez was covering his repugnance with macho humor. Tanks should be pumped out every 2 to 3 years, but if the owners are as lax as you say they are, that isn't likely to have happened, so we'll probably encounter this type of sediment. So you've got this soup kitchen for microbes. Where does everything go from there? Galliano asked. Once a tank fills to a certain level, the altered waste products flow out through an exit drain to a series of pipes, usually laid out in parallel rows, called a drain field. What kind of pipes? Typically clay or perforated plastic. This system dates to the...